We're for Adelaide and South Australia. These are today's headlines from the Advertiser. A damning inquiry into sexual and discriminatory harassment within state parliament has uncovered shocking allegations of indecent exposure, physical assault and sexually suggestive comments occurring at the hands of MPs and their staff. The investigation conducted by former Acting Equal Opportunity Commissioner Emily Strickland has made 16 recommendations to combat bad behaviour within the corridors of Parliament House and in ministerial and MP electorate offices. The findings of the inquiry were made public on Tuesday afternoon, the report concluding that sexual and discriminatory harassment is prevalent in the parliamentary workplace. If you'd like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to The Advertiser at advertiser.com.au or download the app at your app store. Meantime, South Australian Police Commissioner Grant Stevens has met with his New South Wales and federal counterparts over the 1988 alleged rape of an Adelaide woman by a now federal cabinet minister. It came as New South Wales police yesterday said the minister accused of raping the woman when she was just a teenager in Sydney would not be charged. In a statement, New South Wales police said no formal statement was made by the woman before she took her own life in June last year. Police said they sought legal advice, which found there was insufficient admissible evidence, even with documents purportedly made by the woman about the incident. And we'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Most fresh fruit will be off the lunchbox menu for people in more than 80 Adelaide suburbs for almost the entire year. The Department of Primary Industries and Regions has found Mediterranean fruit fly in the backyard produce in Marlston, prompting an extension of quarantine rules across much of the city until December 4. There are now 10 Mediterranean fruit fly outbreak areas in Adelaide, along with one area under quarantine due to an infestation involving the Queensland species. The series of detections across the state, including infestations in Monash, Renmark West and Coolatong, is causing havoc within the horticultural industry. And NRL State of Origin will return to Adelaide Oval in 2023 after South Australia secured hosting rights for the Rugby League series following the success of the match in Adelaide last year. It comes as part of a push to promote the league in SA with the aim of potentially establishing an NRL team in the state. Premier Stephen Marshall announced on Tuesday that SA would host one of the three State of Origin games in the series in 2023. Now that is your headlines from the Advertiser. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at advertiser.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.